me say this tonight. When I look back over life's journey, at the distance I've already gone,
stay. thunder in my soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right, for you got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right, because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
Name, God, we give you glory, God. Hallelujah, God, we lift you up. We come in the mighty name of Jesus. Your name, Lord, is above all name, God. And yes, Lord, mighty, 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 mighty are the works of your hands, God. And we thank you right now, Lord God. We, Lord, are your handiwork, God. And we praise you right now, God. We lift you up, God. We exalt you, God. Hallelujah, above everything, God. Besides you, there is no other God. Hallelujah, God. We give you glory, God. Oh, Father God, we praise you, Lord. Oh, God, we bless you, Lord God. Oh, God, it's in you, Lord, that we live, we move, God, and we have our very existence. We thank you, Lord God, for everything, God, that you have done for us, God, and everything that you are continuously doing for us, God. Thank you for your mercy, oh, Heavenly Father, that you show forth each and every day, Lord. Thank you, God, that is fresh for us every day. Thank you for your love, God, your amazing grace, God, that have brought us thus far, Lord God. Oh, we put our trust in you, God. We put our trust in you. Our hope is in you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We bless you, Lord God. Bless you for Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, Lord. He came and died for the sins of the world, Lord. Was buried, but on the third day he got up with all power in his hand, Lord. Thank you now that he's seated at your right hand, continuously interceding on our behalf. And Lord, we bless you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, in this house, have your way, God. Have your way in this house. We are here right now, Lord. You have your way, God. Lord, we pray that you would bless the man, the shepherd that you placed over this flock, God. God, that you would prop him up on every side, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless his household, his family, his wife, his children, God. His father, Lord God. Oh, please, sir, have mercy right now, God. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God. We are your children, God. You know where we stand in the need of, God. And Lord, we thank you because you meet all of our needs, God. And we thank you right now, God. And Lord, hallelujah, God, we have come, Father, that we may glorify you, God. That your name may be glorified in the land, Lord God. We have come, Lord, that the saints may be edified. And Lord, that some lost soul, God, may come saying, what must I do to be saved? And Father, we know that you are well able to save them, and it is your desire that they be saved. Thank you, God. Look down on those that are sick and shut in, even among us, oh God. We pray that you would just have mercy right now. Mercy will suit the case. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for my family, my husband, my children, Lord. And Lord, I pray that we will be children of light, that we will walk in the light as you are in the light, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You're just so wonderful, God. You're so wonderful. So wonderful. I know somebody may want to hear Amazing Grace, and Amazing Grace is the song. I mean, it's there, but when I hear that song, how great our God is and how mighty he is in all of the earth. Yes. Hallelujah. He's mighty in all of the earth. I know there's a lot going on, but he's still mighty in all of the earth. Yes. And mighty are the works of his hand. And you can search all over, but you won't find nobody greater than our God. Hallelujah. First, we give honor to him because he's worthy. We bless him. To Pastor Duncan. To you, my brothers and sisters in the Lord. We thank God for this mayor chorus. Y'all did an excellent job. Where two or three are gathered together in his name, he said he would be a God in the midst. So y'all keep on, keep on keeping on. The word of the Lord will come from, the word of the Lord will come from, the devil is a lie. The word of the Lord will come out of Philippians, the third chapter. Verse 13 through 15. If you would stand for the reading of God's word. Verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I think the young lady said, let us go forth in the non-smoking area. I press toward the mark, verse 14, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I like 15 because it applies to us. He says, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. So he's saying for us to do the same thing, we have to press forward. He says, for God shall reveal even this unto you. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God, it will stand forever. Just for a little while, we want to talk about I'm pressing on. I'm pressing on. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Have your way in this word. The Apostle Paul is the writer of this book. And at the time of Paul's writing, Paul is in prison. And this particular book is known as the joy letter because Paul, some 16 times in this book, talks about joy or rejoicing in the Lord. And even in his condition, being in prison, he's writing to the church at Philippi, telling them to rejoice. And so Paul lets us know that though he was in prison, it did not rob him of his joy. See, our circumstances are not the thing that gives us our joy. You know, some people, they are happy over what they have or things that materialistic thing that bring them joy for a season. But Paul is saying the joy that I have, it doesn't come from circumstances, but it comes from God. And so he's looking here, he's in prison now, and he writes to the Philippian church to thank them. It's a personal letter to them to thank them because they were a blessing to Paul while he was in prison. They sent gifts to him. In other words, they just didn't talk love, y'all, but they showed their love. Their love was in action. They sent him gifts to help him in the time of his affliction. And he also writes to them to encourage them in the faith. And to let them know that even though I'm in this situation that I'm in, I'm rejoicing. And the reason why Paul can rejoice, he said, because even in prison, the gospel was going forth. He says, and I may have not been able to reach some of these people that I'm reaching now through the gospel. The gospel is going forth. And not only that, but by Paul being in prison, it caused some of the brethren to stand firm in the Lord. It gave them courage to stand up. You know, sometimes when we see one person stand, then there are others that want to stand. If you're standing for a just cause, and you're even willing to go to jail for your just cause, it'll cause others. It'll strengthen others. And that's why, y'all, we have to stand for the Lord. We have to stand for the just cause in the Lord. Because when we take our stand, what? It causes others, those that may be weak, will want to take their stand too in the Lord. And he told them, he says, I know some are preaching because of jealousy. Yeah, out of envy and strife. But you know what Paul said? He said, I'm going to rejoice anyway. And I will continue to rejoice. Why? Because the gospel is going forth. And so somebody have the opportunity to be saved. How many of us, when we are going through different circumstances, difficult times, do we use that as an opportunity to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ? Or do we have a pity party? Poor me. Or why me? You know, or nobody cares about me. But Paul used this. He took this opportunity to rejoice in the Lord. And so here in this passage of scripture, before we get to this passage of scripture, Paul is warning the church at Philippi because there were some false teachers there that had crept in. And they were teaching that identify with the flesh. They were Judaizers. They were teaching that the flesh and the accomplishments of the flesh, the achievements, the things that we accomplish in life, took precedence over our faith in Jesus Christ. And Paul was rebuking them for that. For he knew that it was nothing that we have accomplished in life that can take precedence over our serving the Lord and over Christ being in our lives. And Paul was one who knew that because he had achieved much. But he said, I count everything that I have achieved. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He was a Jew of Jews. He was from the tribe of Benjamin. And Paul said, but everything that I've accomplished in life, I counted loss for the excellency of Christ. So his main goal and his main purpose and his main desire, y'all, was to know God. He wanted to know God. He wanted to know God in an intimate way, in a personal way. He wanted to know God, the character of God, what God was like, what Jesus was like, and what his likes was, what his dislike was. He wanted to know him through the power of obedience. He wanted to walk with him. He wanted to know him beyond what he had heard, beyond what he had read. He wanted to know God in a more intimate and personal way. Paul wanted to be found in Christ. That was his main goal. He wanted to be found in Christ. Christ in him and he in Christ. So that was his main goal. He wanted to be found. No matter where you came in contact with Paul, you would find him in Christ. His walk, his talk, his witness, his testimony. Everything that Paul did, it was to glorify what? To glorify God. And so that's what it was all about for him. To know God. To be found in Christ. To know, to fellowship in his suffering. Paul wanted to fellowship in the suffering of God. Other words, he knew that through the fellowship of the suffering that Christ bore our sin. He bore our griefs. So Paul wanted to share in that suffering. And he knew that when we choose to obey God, we were going to have to suffer some things. He knew that when he chose to obey God, he was going to have to suffer some things. Jesus said in John 15 chapter and even in the 10th chapter, he says, the world going to hate you. But I want you to remember this one thing. They hated me before they hated you. And so he knew that he was going to have to suffer in following Christ. But he wanted to fellowship in that suffering. And Paul understood that it was through his suffering that he could identify with Christ. And through his suffering that he could identify with the cross. He knew that in him and in us, my brothers and sisters, there are some things that hinders our relationship with God. And so God has to purge us. He has to strip away all of those things that hinder us from being like his son. And God, he's the potter. And we're the clay. So sometimes he has to break us in order to make us, to mold us, and to shape us into the image of his son. And so Paul wanted to identify with the suffering of Jesus Christ. The songwriter said, must Jesus bear his cross alone and all of this world go free? Says, no, there's a cross for what? Everyone. And there is a cross for me. So just as Paul wanted to identify and fellowship in the suffering of Christ, we too, as children of God, we're going to experience some suffering. God got to peel away all of that stuff that's not like him. So that when Christ comes, the Bible say we don't know what we shall be like, but we know that when he comes, we're going to be just like him. So God has to peel away some things in our lives. And he used sometimes trials and tribulations to mold us and to shape us. But the apostle wanted to know the power of God's suffering and the power of his resurrection. The power that raised Jesus from the dead. Paul wanted to experience that same power that raised Jesus from the dead, y'all, is in us. And one day, we'll all be raised from the dead. We'll experience the power of the resurrection. If we hold fast, we stay in the Lord, we too can experience the power of the resurrection because it's available to what? All who believe. All of us can experience God, that power. But these were the goals that Paul set. He says, I just want to know God. I want to know him in an intimate way. I want to walk with him. I want to talk with him. It is in him that I live and I move and I have my being. He said, I just want to know him personally. I want to be obedient to him. He said, then I want to be found in him. I don't want you to see me on Sunday acting one way and then Monday through Saturday I'm acting another way. But Paul said, I want to be the same. When you find me, you want to find me walking and talking to the Lord. You know, somebody say, I'd rather hear a sermon, see a sermon than to hear one. So he said, every day I'm the same. Every day I want to be found in Christ. I want my attitude to reflect Christ. I want my walk to reflect Christ. I want my talk to reflect Christ. I want my life and my lifestyle to tell the story that Christ lives and he lives in me. Yeah, we ought to want that. Yes. And so he says, and not only do I want to know him and I want to be found in him and I want to know his suffering. I want to identify with him through his suffering. I want to bear my cross like he bore his cross for us on our behalf. He says, I want to bear my cross because we all have a cross to bear. Yeah. You know, he says, and then I want to know the power of his resurrection. But here in this chapter here, in these verses here, Paul lets us know, he says, in verse 12, he says, I haven't achieved it yet. I haven't arrived yet. Look what he says. He says, not though as I've already attained these things. He says, these are the things, this is my goal. The things that I've mentioned before, those were the goals of Paul. And those ought to be the goals of the church. To know God in such an intimate way that we walk so closely with him. That we're found in him. That when people see us, they see the light of the world, Jesus Christ, in us. These are to be our goals. That we are striving for. That. He said, I haven't attained it yet. I haven't arrived yet. I'm not already perfect. I haven't gotten everything. I haven't done all that I need to do. God's not through with me yet. That's what Paul was trying to say to the believers. He wanted them to know that God's not through with me. And so as he's working on me, surely he's working on you too. Don't give up. Don't give up. He says, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend for which also I have been apprehended from by Jesus Christ. So since I haven't arrived, but these are my goals, these are my objectives, this is what I'm striving for. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have achieved these goals. I haven't arrived yet. Yeah. But I'm striving. I'm pursuing. I'm pressing on. Look what he says here. He says, but forgetting those things which are behind. See, when we're going to strive and press and pursue for God and pursue for the excellence in Christ, we have to forget some things that are behind us. We can't stay in yesterday's successes or yesterday's failures. We have to move forward. Some of us are still stuck in yesterday's failures and disappointments, hurt and pain. And if you stay there, you cannot move forward in the Lord. So Paul says, no matter what has happened in my past, no matter what hurts I've suffered, what I've had to endure, he says, I'm forgetting those things. I've had a few successes, but I'm forgetting those things because those successes have already been established. But God has some new work for me. The Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the mind of the man the things that the Lord has prepared for those that love him. Yes. So Paul says, I'm forgetting about those things. And Mount Olive, we have to forget about those things. No matter how successful you was back then, God got some greater works for you in the future. And we have to move forward in the Lord. We have to move forward in the Lord. You know, you see sometimes people try to stay in the past. You look at these old men with the earrings. And some of them even trying to bust the sack. It's nothing more pitiful than to see an older person trying to live as he did in the past. Or like the young person. Your season is over with. Move on. Go forward in the Lord. And brothers, I don't just want to talk about the men, but it's nothing like a woman who passed her season as the dress, the daughter dress below the knee and the mama dress above the knee. Trying to live back in the past. No, your season is over with. You got to move forward in the Lord. Whatever God have allowed us to accomplish in the past, he got even greater things for us in the future. Our latter, what, will be greater than our former. And so we have to be willing to move forward in the Lord. He says you got to forget some things behind. Some people you may have to forget and move forward. They were only there for a season. Yeah. They were only there to get you to the next level. They were there for a season. And so you have to move forward. Don't let them hold you back.